From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe, August the 1st. The morning read, 10 things in health, worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from Andrew Zimmern. Athens, right now, spilled milk. Yumi 4-81. Late summer, think late August through September, is actually the sweet spot for Athens. Flights are cheaper, the heat has softened a bit, the sea stays warm, and most Europeans have headed home, so the city feels lively yet relaxed. The food scene has transformed dramatically. You'll find centuries-old tavernas right next to natural wine bars and Michelin-starred kitchens, all serving everything from fresh seafood to mountain herbs and superb olive oil. It's a place where a simple market stroll can feel like a culinary adventure. Bottom line, if you're on the fence, book now. The weather, prices, and food make it a solid time to explore both the city and the nearby islands. Next, second, from Stay Young. Your genes set the odds. You deal the hand. Your genes loaded some of this. Your Tuesdays are loading the rest. Most of how you age is something you're doing, not something you were born holding. Two bodies the same age can sit a decade apart on the inside, and the inherited part explains far less of that gap than you were led to believe. Your genes set the odds. What you do every day still deals the hand. You noticed the changes, and you asked about them. The stiffer mornings, the softer middle that arrived without a change in how you eat. Up next. Third, from Lindsay Max, Complexity Edge. Or DHD as neurocomplex trauma. Maybe you already have the words. Autistic. ADHD. ADHD. Maybe you got the diagnosis, or self-identified after the 40th, wait, that's not normal, moment. Or spent a weekend deep in TikTok videos feeling both seen and slightly unsettled by how accurate it all was. Finally, an explanation for the sensory overwhelm, the executive dysfunction, the masking, the burnout cycles, the way your brain refuses to do the thing you want it to do and insists on doing the thing you don't. But if you're honest, the diagnosis didn't finish the sentence. It named the what. And then. Fourth, from the MKS community by Mastcell 360. That supplement graveyard in your cabinet? Here's what happened. Have you found yourself flooded with posts on social media claiming to have the supplement that is the solution to all of your symptoms? Take this supplement and your flares will go away. Try this today and detox mold and heavy metals. In theory, that is what we want to do. You want to have supports that stabilize your mast cells so you have fewer reactions. You want to be able to remove toxins from your body. And for some people, these things do work. It might be the one thing they need. Next, fifth, from Dr. Gator, between a shot and hard place. Your child's poop has entered its colourful era. Brown, tan, yellow, and green are all typical stool colours for kids. They shift with diet, bile, iron, or how fast food moves through the gut. Breastfed babies often have loose, mustard yellow poop, while formula-fed ones may be yellow, tan, or brown. Red can come from beets, tomato, or food dye, but bright red streaks might signal an anal fissure, and any obvious or repeated blood, pain, fever, or a sick-looking child needs a clinician's look. Black is normal right after birth, meconium, or from iron, but tar-like black stool later on suggests digested blood and should be checked. Very pale, grey or white stools can signal low bile flow, especially concerning in infants and warrants prompt evaluation. Remember, the colour matters, but the child's overall health is the key. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.